Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out once again today, and just so grateful to have you on. I'm grateful especially these last few weeks we've seen our numbers jump up dramatically on this podcast. I know that's a great deal in part of you because of you guys, because I know you guys are listening, you're taking it in, you're using it, you're applying it, you're sharing it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you allow me to create a ripple effect in my own life and in the lives of those around me and also around the lives around you as well. So thank you so much for sharing this and making this part of the day. And I'm having an honor today too, because I have a wonderful show, a wonderful topic I want to bring up. And I think this is going to be a favorite. I know we've had a lot of great episodes already in the last few weeks, especially. But this one's going to be fun because I want to talk about how to attract people to your business. There was a person that posted in a group that I participated in on Facebook where she asked, she said, I want to know how I can get people to really be attracted about to want to buy into my business. She's like, I don't want to come off desperate. I'm not sure about discounting my services, but I want to really know, what can I do to get people to be attracted to me, to my business and ask about me? You know, and I know that this person, she's reached out. She's really been, you know, really working to try to live her passion and live her dreams, but she wants to see it happen. She wants to see it happen fast. And so I want to give you my reply to this as well, because I think this is something that's so critical, something that many people don't talk about, which is, okay, not only how do I attract people to my business, but how do I do it quickly? How do I do it fast? And so I want to start with three main points to help you here. So the first one is you need to offer value and then deliver on it. And so are you, you know, what is it that you offer that's valuable? What problems are you solving? You have to stop looking at your business as just something to make money and start looking at it as a way that you solve problems. What solutions are you providing? What are you giving people? And focus on that. Like, focus on what people are asking for, and especially if they're asking for something that you can deliver on, something that you have a solution towards. If you've got something like that, then people want it. And it doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be difficult. Yeah, I mentioned to people over the years, in a neighborhood I was in before, my previous neighborhood I lived in, when I first moved in, the neighbors said, hey, you should probably talk to some of your neighbors. They've got kids that actually take out your trash cans to the curb. And I said, oh, that's kind of cool. They said, yeah, you don't have to remember which day is trash day. They just pull out the trash can to the curb for you. I said, well, cool. Well, how much is it? Oh, it's $2 a month. $2 a month? Are you kidding me? Oh, man, I would pay $5 a month easily to have them pull out my cans once a week. You know, and they only have to pull it out like 30 feet and they're there. But to me, $5 even would have been worth it. What's crazy is I told the kids, I said, hey, you can even charge up to $5, and they wouldn't do it for a while. I remember I actually offered them $20 to clean out my garbage cans. I said, man, if you could hose these things out and clean them out so they don't reek, hey, that would be awesome too. And so they did. They actually came over and hosed them out, and I said, sweet, thanks, here you go. What's amazing is if you think about the neighborhood they went around, and maybe they spent at most an hour a week doing this, right? Pulling the trash cans out and then putting them back. In total, they probably made easily $50 to $100 a month. Now, I'm sure it's probably more than that, but let's just say it was about between $50 and $100 a month. Now, if you're only working like 4 hours a week, I mean, that's making more than some adults make, if you really think about it that way. You know, and that's if it was 4 hours a month. You know, I don't know if it was even that much. The point is that it's not hard to make money. You just have to offer something of value and then go and deliver on it. You can't just promise value and then not deliver, because then you'll quickly ruin a reputation. And then whatever quick money you made, it's going to be hard to get back. And it'll be hard if you try something else in the future if you've got a bad reputation of not delivering on value. So it has to be there. So that's number one, is offer value and then deliver on it. Remember, dollars follow value. And then number two is communicate that value. You know, I had a marketing coach, a mentor of mine, James Malinchak. He said, you're never in the business that you're in. So for example, if you have a business where you're a coach, you're not in the coaching business. If you have a business where you're in health and wellness, you're not in the health and wellness business. You are in the business of marketing that health and wellness business. You are in the business of marketing your coaching business. You are in the business of marketing your trash carrying services, right? Whatever it might be. Your business is not the business you think you're in. My business is not just a financial business or a financial coaching type business. My business is in marketing that business, because you got to be communicating the value you offer. You could be offering the best thing in the world, but if you aren't telling anybody about it, it doesn't matter. You got to be communicating it. And the key to making this work, you cannot just pitch people and say, hey, this is what I do, buy my crap. Because that's what people are going to think, is it's probably crap. You can't come across desperate. You cannot come across as someone just pitching your value. When you communicate that value, it has to come from a place of service. You have to come from that place. You have to come from a place where you're coming from abundance, where you know that you're able to serve, you're able to deliver value. Maybe you're communicating because you said, hey, I'm going to do a webinar for free. Here you go. Let me give you a taste or a sampler of what I offer. Check it out, you know, whatever it might be. And as people know, like, and trust you, then they'll buy from you. But if you're just purely, all you do is pitch things all day long, and I've seen lots of people do it, especially on Facebook, where they'll just, all they do is just pitch and offer. Yeah, you'll get people that buy for sure. You'll get more people to buy if you do that than if you don't pitch at all. So don't use this as an excuse to never ask for business. But what I'm saying is that don't be someone who's just pitching and never offering value first. Even if what you have is very valuable, people still want to know how it's valuable. Hey, I do these podcasts because I know that I'm offering something of great value. And I know that if it's valuable, then you can get a little bit to apply even when you're not with me one-on-one. You're just listening to recordings, right? If you're able to get great value here and you start to understand what I teach and you get to know what I teach and you know that, hey, Chris is not the same, you know, in the box type of financial advisor kind of guy. This guy is somebody who's completely out of the box. This is a guy that actually teaches stuff that applies to my business, helps me make money today. That's the kind of stuff I want you to understand. That's why I deliver this stuff. Yeah, I want to serve and I want to do all those things, and I know you'll get great value and you may never buy anything from me. But I know there's lots of you, they'll say, Chris, I want to engage higher. I want to get a deeper value from you because I'm getting value from things for free. Why not do more? I remember, in fact, I had a lady from Texas that she Googled my old podcasts, you know, the ones that I did from like 2008 till 2012. She found those online and she reached out to me. She called me up and said, hey, Chris, I loved your podcast so much. I listened to all 70 some odd of those podcasts. And if I found $5,000 doing that, I can't imagine what I'd find working with you one-on-one. So yeah, of course I know there's great value in delivering this, because if I deliver value first, value oftentimes comes in return. It's a reciprocity. And so you want to make sure you communicate value, but communicate value in a way that there is some reciprocity, that you're offering value first. Like I said, number one, offering value, but then value wants it come in return because you're communicating that. You're showing how what you do is amazing, that you're able to bless lives, that you're able to serve people. It's got to be communicated. So don't think you can just be good at what you do. You can't just be good. You got to really offer hope, offer solutions, offer something, and communicate that in a way that people say, yes, that's me. I need what you have. In fact, my life would be better having you in it than not in it at all. And that's why I pay you. Make sense? Okay. So I said, number one is offer value and then deliver on it. And then two is communicate value. Three is the most important one, because what I said is what you do, but three is really the thing that ties it all together. And so if you want to attract more people to your business, you must be attractive. Now I'm not saying you got to be a supermodel or anything like that. You can be someone who maybe your looks may not be your strength according to your opinion or whoever's it might be. The fact is, you can be attractive and not have to be a supermodel. What I mean by be attractive is that you have to be someone that attracts others, be someone that people get fascinated by. Well, how do you fascinate people? How do you get people to want to have you in their life? Well, like I mentioned, your attitude, your state of abundance is key. Do you come across desperate? Do you come across as someone who only wants to take value? When you're talking to people, are you just monopolizing the conversation and telling them why you're awesome? Or are you asking questions to figure out where they are and see where you can best serve them, even if that means that does not lead to you making more money? It might mean you're referring them to somebody else to make more money. It might mean that you just offer a listening ear, and just for that, you become a friend. Whatever it might be, you have to be attractive. And the way you do that is you got to be living and standing in your power, in your divine genius of who you are. You've heard me talk about this, especially the last episode or so. You've heard me talk about this divine genius, right? Is that you've got to be the kind of person that's attractive, because the way you're most attractive is when you show up as authentically you. When you show up as your authentic self, the person you truly are, if that means you're a dork like I am, then great. Man, you just allow that dorkiness to come through. I still remember from, you know, one of my old marketing coaches, you know, that same guy, James Malinchak. I remember when he said he saw an interview of Stone Cold Steve Austin. For those who don't know who he is, he was a professional wrestler, right? And now he's in the more public eye. Well, Stone Cold Steve Austin, they asked him, they said, "Hey, are you like this in real life? Do you crush beer cans in your head, hands on your head and those kind of things?" He said, "No, of course not. You know, what kind of idiot does that, right?" Well, there are some people that do that. So he said, "No." He said, "I just took what I had and I turned the volume up." That's the challenge I have to you, is how can you take what you have and then turn the volume up? How can you figure out and discover what that divine genius is within you? How can you understand what that is and then turn the volume up? This is why I'm doing an event on this too, because I want to see so many of you turn that volume up. I want to see you guys really start to really do that, like really live it, not just understand it and know it, but live it. You know, if it means that you're a little quirky, if it means you're hyper, then great. Let us see that in you. If it means that you come across awkward, well, then great. Let your awkward come through. Because the thing is, when you come up through with sincerity, it doesn't mean you have to be a jerk. I mean, some people might say, "Well, I'm authentically a jerk." Well, no, I don't. That doesn't mean you have to be that. You might take some aspects that you might say, "Well, okay, maybe I'm a jerk when I'm not playing at my highest level, but when I'm playing at my highest level, I am very candid. Maybe I'm very candid. Maybe I know how to simply say something and say it in a way that hits with some power, and it just hits people square between the eyes and they say, 'Man, that was a truth bomb.'" You get that kind of thing, right? Awesome. Use that. You don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be desperate. You don't have to be someone who's constantly like vomiting down people's throats, right? You don't have to be that person. You can simply be the best at who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then the first steps is you got to understand who you are. And then once you know who you are, how can you connect that with your passions? How can you connect that with your gifts and abilities and talents? How can you connect that in a way that delivers value to people in a way that no one else can? Because even if they claim to do the same thing you do, they aren't you. And when you show up as you, you come across more powerfully. People will say, "Wow, I don't know what it is about that person, but I like them. I trust them. They seem like the kind of person that I like. Like they talk to me." And if you ever feel that, any of you that have been around people like this, where you felt the way about somebody, you just say, "Oh man, like I feel like I kind of know them. Like I feel like I understand them." It makes sense. When you're being fake or you're being phony, people come, they walk away and they say, I don't know. There's just something about that person. It doesn't feel right. I don't know. Like it came across kind of arrogant, or maybe they came across rude, or I don't know. They just seemed a little awkward, like a little different. You know, it's not about the being different is bad. In fact, being different is amazingly good. That is your divine genius. You're different than everybody. But if you start coming across as being inauthentic, because say you're trying to copy somebody else, if you're trying to be a copycat, or you're trying to copy someone that's successful that you like, you'll find out you're really doing a poor job and it won't come across as much power. You know, when you start to do what you do best and do it in your own unique way, then people say, "Ooh, I like that." And that's when you become attractive to other people. And you've met those people. You've met people that sometimes they're just shameless. Like you see them and you say, I mean, I think of one of my friends, with her, like she actually talks about embracing your inner hotness. In fact, if you go back far enough, you'll see the podcast with Lita, where she actually talked about embracing your inner hotness. It was soon after I did one with Jason Hewlett about your signature moves, all relating to the same concept. And it's funny because Lita, I mean, she just is a crazy person. Like, I mean, she's absolutely hyper. She just lets all of the awkward dorkiness come out, and people find it so endearing. It's refreshing when you see people like that. You don't want people being too polished. Now, it's okay if somebody is polished, if it's who they are. But when someone tries so hard to come across perfect and polished, it actually loses our trust, doesn't it? I mean, it kind of drives you nuts. So how can you be more of who you are? We got to understand who you are at the core, understand what your gifts are, and really understand yourself and embrace it and love it, and then use that and let that shine through. And that's where you do allow yourself to come through. That's why you'll hear me. I mean, not so much in these podcasts, because I try to be very short and concise, because that's one of my gifts. But a lot of times you see me speak live, you'll see that, man, like, Chris, you're just, you know, if I'm not under control, you're crazy. You're cracking jokes left and right, or you're quoting movies and things like that. Hey, I like to have fun. Like, I like to make this fun. You know, I enjoy teaching. I love being in front of people. I love feeding off your energy. I love being able to serve and give you stuff where you say, wow, I just learned more from you in a matter of minutes than I've learned in years. That stuff lights me up. That gets me excited for what I do every day. And I can't tell you how much of a relief it was to me when I was allowed to be me, because I try to imitate people that I respected, people that I would look up to, or people I thought, ooh, I want to be like them. And I would see how people would respond to them. I thought, ooh, what if I did that? That'd be so cool. Thing is, I came across weird. But when I just said, you know what, to heck with all that. Like, I'm spending too much energy trying to be somebody else. Why not just be me and be okay with it? And it's funny, I had so many people have watched me over the years, and not so much lately because I've started to get into that groove, but early on when I got out of the awkward phase of my speaking, people would say, wow, every time I hear you, you seem more and more genuine, more authentic, and I love it. In fact, the dorkier you are, the more we love you, Chris. The more you try to be perfect, the less we like you. And that's, I think, key for you as well, is that no matter what your business is, allow yourself to shine through. Allow the best of who you are to come through. And so when you start to combine that, you start to be attractive by allowing your divine genius to come through, by offering that value and delivering on it and communicating it. Communicate with people so that you can deliver on that value. What you'll find is that people will come to you. You'll find a reputation that works. And I'll tell you, Money Ripples was launched. I had a 2-year non-compete with my old company that I had started with Garrett Gunderson. You know, I couldn't focus on the same old markets I was in with chiropractors and dentists because I wasn't allowed to legally. So what did I do? I went for markets I wasn't, you know, that I knew that they weren't competing for. I went for like women entrepreneurs, for example, and I started going for that space. And I got in that space quickly, not because I was amazing, although I am amazing at what I do, but it was because I came across as being genuine and authentic, and I came to show up and serve. I didn't show up just to pitch people. In fact, I took the longer route. What's interesting is the faster way I was able to quickly make money is, one, I did communicate value. I did communicate that I wanted to have a certain number of clients, and I even took it as a discount initially when I started Money Ripples. So I got like 10 clients really quickly at a discounted price. But in the meantime, I was also building relationships and seeing how I could serve them, not just pitch my stuff. And that created a reputation. People said, hey, this Chris guy, he's a good guy. I like him. And they would even tell me, talk to this person. I'm going to tell you to talk to them, and I'm going to recommend they talk to you too. And I started to build a reputation. Pretty soon people would have me speak, and then they had me speak. They said, oh, you're actually really good. Cool. This is awesome. And then other people would hear me speak, and then they would want to have me speak. And then people would hear about me speak, and they would want to have me speak. And next thing you know, I'm speaking all these different places and getting clients purely because I was asked to speak in front of a room. That was not just because I was a good speaker. It's because I showed up to serve. I showed up to offer value and deliver on it. I showed up in a way to communicate what value I was offering and give it to those people. And then the more I was authentically who I was, the more attractive I became, and the more people talk. I'm telling you, if you want to grow your business faster, you want to attract more people where you don't feel like you're begging people to work with you, you don't have to. Be the best you can be. And that sounds cliche, I know, when I say it, but it's true. Is allow that divine genius to come through you. And if you're struggling with that, hey, check out the website, yourdivinegenius.com, where we got an event coming up in a little bit. check it out. You want to join us there if that's the case, because I'm telling you, it's so much fun. We can actually allow yourself to be you and work the business that you should be working it. Not the way you think somebody else is wanting you to work it, not the way you're seeing them work it, but doing it in a way that's authentic to you. And watch what will happen. Watch how much easier business will become. And man, even if you got one new person from that, you can serve and show up and they become a Raimi fan, they refer other people. How valuable is that? Imagine if it's many. What if it's dozens or hundreds or even thousands of people that rave about you? That is the power that you want to do. That's what you want to do. So remember, show up, be attractive, communicate your value, and then offer that value and deliver on it. Remember, dollars follow value. Be the person that's valuable in a way that people want to give you money. That is how you grow your business fast. That's how you build it certain in a way that you have a reputation that continues on. No flash in the pan. You actually get real results from your business right now. Hey, this is Chris Miles signing off today. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for being on our podcast. Thank you for joining us. Listen to other ones. Subscribe on iTunes to our other shows and go and make it a prosperous week. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.